do the financial news now. We're going to do the financial news because the fellow patches it in from, it's David, isn't it? David!
Hello, Danny.
David, you patched this in from Swindon. That's a pretty sweet gig. Richard Littlejohn, when he does 606, does it from his holiday villa in Miami, just outside Miami.
I'm not as posh as that yet.
But Swindon, there's, you know, and I'm saying this is a silk smoking jacket and one of those little pork pie hats on your head that extend it, and you're laying on your back earning a living, if you forgive the phrase. Ladies and gentlemen, David Kuo, how do you pronounce your surname?
Kuo, as in status.
Put it phonetically, I've got an intro for you then. Where you go, do the financial news.
Right, am I ready to start?
Why not?
Okay.
No, I tell you what, let's wait till the show gets smooth.
Okay, what we have today is a strategy update from British Telecom, and the market, that includes all the investors and traders, will be poring over this new strategy, just to sort of see how the strategic thinking drives this new man at British Telecom. This new guy is called Ben Vervaeyen. He's a Dutchman, so hopefully, you know, we won't be getting double Dutch from this Dutchman. But
you're not in the chat room while you're doing this, are you?
I feel like I am at the moment.
Yeah.
And really, what BT has been doing over the last year or so has been cutting costs, and it's been selling off bits and pieces of assets to pay down its debt. But what the market really wants to look at now is how BT is going to be driving its sales and revenues going forward. You can only cut costs once, and you can only sell an asset once, but what really drives the business is how it is going to continually sort of improve its revenues. And this is really what the market will be looking for. So
here's the difficult thing for me here, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
But don't be wrong. I'm not. The thing is, this is obviously a legitimate. There's lots of people hanging on every word. But I'm not quite sure what to say in this, because I have no idea what you're talking about. Because I spend so much money. I own a beautiful pound note, Alison and David, but I spend it straight away. Now, we're giving pounds away to listeners this morning, David, yeah?
Yeah.
If you had a pound, and let's say people may want to invest more than a pound.
Yes.
What you're saying is, stick it on Telecom. It's going like the winner of the Grand National right now.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Well, it sounded to me, I heard Telecom, I heard strategy, I heard looking forward.
Yeah.
And I thought I saw a pretty broad wink down the line from Swindon. I know we're not allowed to say to people, get out there and help yourself, but otherwise, that sort of thing. That sort of thing for David Kuo. That's what we're looking for. So, carry on.
Yeah, I think what we're trying to sort of say here is that you have to be very careful about telecom companies. A lot of them are carrying a lot of debt. And this next story that I'm going on to, a seamless link here. This next story is about Marconi. I mean, this is a company that's very much in the news.
I believe he's spinning in his grave this morning.
I think the company might be doing very much the same thing.
Yeah.
Because what it has is £3.5 billion worth of debt that's hanging over its head.
Mm-hmm.
And this money is owed to bankers and creditors. And what Marconi has to do today, or rather sometime this week, is to try and convince these creditors that the company is still sound.
How do you do that when you're $3.5 billion in the hole? No, you read the figures all wrong. $3.5 billion, perfectly reasonable, perfectly reasonable, given our long-term strategy and there's been his status quo. How on earth do you sit down with grown men and say, I know what you think. I mean, I know Chris Evans. I know £3.5 billion. But how on earth, what are they going to do? That's it, wind it up, where you go, because there's a tobacconist on the corner, get 50 quid in the hole, a man from that west around there saying, cough up, how can they get £3.5 billion in the hole?
Well, this is the big problem that the bankers have. They've actually sort of lent Marconi £3.5 billion, and it has two options. It either sort of says, we're going to close the company down, sell it off, and get the assets back.
What do they make, Marconi?
They make telecom equipment. They make all the bits and pieces that connect these telecom.
So it's still in the family business, so to speak. They still do the.
And kind of, yeah. I mean, they make all the switches and stuff that sort of go down the internet.
£3.5 billion, and they can't do all. Now I understand that they make internet stuff.
Yeah, that's right. They make telecom.
What a house of sand.
Well, this is the big problem that the bankers have.
Yeah.
So I think what Marconi will try and do with these bankers is sort of say, we'll give you a stake in the business and we'll wipe the debt off. And I think this is probably the best solution that the bankers can look forward to.
I'm not playing dog in the manger here, but how can you go to someone who you with a business that's $3.5 billion in the hole?
Yeah.
And what an explosive bilabial that is every time you say billion, isn't it? $3.5 billion in the hole.
Yeah.
And say, I tell you what we're going to do. Now, before you get out your cudgels and clubs and your cement mixers, I tell you what we're going to do. This company that I run that's losing $3.5 billion,
yeah,
we're going to let you have a piece of it. And that's what they're going to do.
Well, they have no choice. I mean,
I think curl up your toes and go and sell newspapers on the corner of Shaftesbury Avenue seems a legitimate choice, doesn't it?
Well, I think some of them might very well be doing that at the moment, but
I'll be honest. I said, let's not have financial news on the show. I mean, David Crowe's obviously a top man, but I don't know anything about financial news. I'm enjoying this better than I am the competition. Man, $3.5 billion. What's going to happen there? In your own opinion, what's going to happen?
I think what will happen is that the bankers will say, okay, we'll take a piece of the company and then we'll scrub the debt off. And then what they will have is a telecom equipment company, which they hope will improve in time, and then they can get rid of the shares then. So, you know, it's one of those things.
I'm apologizing for wrapping you up there, because we've talked too much about it, but I look forward to this every day, because I like that kind of news.